This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. For all your carburetor and fuel injection needs, whether it's stock, race, or classic, Stan is the man. And if you have a BMW, Porsche, or Mini, Black Forest Motorsports, over 40 years experience, 8066 Engineer Road, go to blackforestautomotive.com. Auto Club Speedway's next week, and I got Dave Talley, president, calling in and telling you about all the fun things you can do. Take a listen.
All right, folks, the days are numbered. We are just about ready to rock and roll at Auto Club Speedway. You can still get tickets, by the way. It is going to be off the charts. So, yeah, we got David Talley. How you doing, bud?
I'm good.
Still doing good, right?
Yes, sir.
So tell me, tell the folks, what do you got planned for all the NASCAR and the wannabe NASCAR fans when they come up to Auto Club Speedway?
We got everything you can imagine planned. We've got concerts. We've got food. We've got Jimmy Johnson. We've got rally towels. We got fun zones. We've got something for everybody. You know, people say, "Oh, I got tickets to the race," but you and I both know it's not just a race. It's an entire weekend of fun.
Without a shadow of a doubt. And it's, you know, and the infield has really become popular as far as people hanging out there.
Yeah, we've got a few thousand families inside in the infield. This is their vacation for a lot of them. They park next to the same folks. They see the same people year after year and make plans to see each other year after year. And it's a fun time in there. It's been sold out now for 22 straight years, and it's an exciting place to be.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, it's gotten to the point where even the media starts crawling down inside there as well.
There are so many fun stories down there. I mean, it's just great to go down there, from the pedal party to pop up concerts to just to the people themselves, their setups and food that they're cooking and things like that. It's a great time in there.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, the rigs that they've got, they are literally off the charts, man. I'm telling you, I can't even believe it. But, and you know, like you said, it's such a great event. Parking is totally free. Have you worked anything out with the rail system? If somebody wanted to come up from San Diego, say on a train, have you got that program in place?
We do. They can go to autocodespeedway.com and look for the MetroLink link, but yeah, we'll be doing that. It's not free this year, unfortunately. I believe it's $10, but still a great deal coming from all points of California, and drops you off right at the back of the track. You grab a shuttle, come in, and start having fun on the day.
$10 is nothing. Are you kidding? That's the best deal going all the way around. I know you've got a lot of special events plan for Jimmy Johnson's last hurrah at Auto Club Speedway, and instead of tying up tons of airtime, I guess the best place would be to go to Auto Club Speedway, and you'll have a complete breakdown for everybody to take a look at and see what they decide they want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And just real quick, a couple fun things that we have. We're having Jonas Nevers, who's a muralist pop here in LA. He's out here right now as we speak, painting on a 16 by 24 foot side of one of our buildings, a big tribute to Jimmy Johnson.
Oh,
we've got his wife and kids are the honorary starters. Jimmy's childhood friend, Ricky Johnson, the iconic motocross racer, is going to drive the pace car. Jimmy's going to lead our five wide salute. We renamed one of the facility roads to Jimmy Johnson Drive. He's on the cover of our of our program. So everything is wow. Celebrate 48 here because this is his home track, as you well know.
Oh, yeah. And, folks, every bit that he said are all going to be collectible someday. So you need to get to the track, take pictures, buy cattle, you know, buy the program, and definitely go over to Jimmy's trailer and grab up as much stuff as you can carry, because you'll be able to pass that on to your family, you know, down the road, and who knows, it might end up on American Pickers someday.
Absolutely. There aren't many seven-time NASCAR champions walking around, and we're fortunate that he's a six-time Auto Club 400 champion, so
yeah,
that's exciting as well.
And you never know, he might even make eight if everything goes well, you know, throughout this season. I mean, he was extremely competitive at Daytona. If he hadn't gotten, you know, tied up in an accident, you know, mm-hmm. I thought he had a really good shot of winning that race. So I think every race is his to lose, and with his talent and his team, I got a good feeling about it.
Yeah, we're certainly pulling for him. It'd be nice to have him win Auto Club 400 number 7 here in the next week or so.
Wouldn't that be something? Boy, that will be just off the charts. So, consequently, I know you guys are probably ready, because I know how organized you folks are. So, are you doing the grocery store in the center again?
We are not doing a grocery store, but okay. We do have things going on inside. We've got what we're calling the hub, our infield hub, and it'll have ice and firewood, and I think King Taco is there, and Jersey Mike's is there, and some pizza places are there. There's going to be plenty to take care of as far as food and accessories go in the infield hub.
Yeah, it's one thing you never do is go hungry at Auto Club Speedway. I mean, everything,
right.
From, like you mentioned, in the hub, but just the concession stands. I mean, you guys use the best ingredients. You got the best food and probably the coldest beer that I'm aware of. I don't know. You might have somebody out there colder, but I don't know where it's at.
You know what? I unfortunately don't get a chance to indulge over the weekend, but I'll take your word for it, and we'll have to go out a few places and compare ours to other restaurants next time I'm in the area.
Wow, that sounds like a challenge if I ever heard one. So, tickets still available, no problem?
Nope, tickets are good, autoclubspeedway.com or 800-944-RACE, which is 800-944-7223. I just looked at the weather. The weather's supposed to be beautiful all weekend, so
great.
We'll have a nice walk up. But don't wait that long. Get online
no.
or come by our ticket offices here in Fontana on Cherry Avenue and get your tickets and get ready for a big celebration celebrating Jimmy Johnson and the return of NASCAR to Southern California.
Absolutely. How about RV spaces and infield spots? Are those
infield spots are gone? As I say, it's sold out. It's been selling out for a while, but don't let that deter you. Come and get your car.
No.
We have free parking as usual. Come on in. Go home if you need to. Come back. It's going to be a great time. Well worth it.
That's amazing, Dave. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day. I know you're watching that muralist. I can't wait to see that. That's going to be a classic for sure.
Yeah, make sure your phone is charged. There'll be plenty of opportunities for selfies and pictures throughout the weekend. We appreciate all you do for us year-round, Dave.
Hey, I'm here to help, man. I mean, Southern California, we are big-time race fans, and I hear there's a large contingent coming your way. So get ready with the hot dogs.
We're ready for them.
All right, buddy. You take care.
Thank you, Dave. You too.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford. If you're looking for new, used, or maybe you want to get your car serviced, did you know the Quick Lane Service Department at El Cajon Ford will work on every car in your garage? That's right. These folks are all trained, and they want you to be totally comfortable and happy with the El Cajon Ford family, and that's exactly what it is. And you may not be aware of it, but if you were looking for a quality used car, 80% of the cars that El Cajon Ford has on their lot, the one in El Cajon and the one in Santee, 80% of them are trade-ins. They don't go to the auction. They send to the auction. And they're located at 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Go to ElCajonFord.com for all your needs. Commercial trucks, if you're a landscaper, plumber, electrician, hey, John and the gang over there will be more than happy to completely build you whatever you want, and you will be totally 100% satisfied. El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. And guess who I've got on the line, folks? You're not going to believe it. Paul Dyke, owner of El Cajon Ford, but he also is a big-time racer at Barona Speedway. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing excellent. Excited for the Barona season, getting ready to kick off.
Yeah, I bet you are. Have you got your, I understand you're going to be driving out there again this year. You just got tired of sitting in the stands. What are you going to be racing?
Yeah, it's hard to watch. Street stocks. It's a class our family hasn't competed in yet.
In other words, it's a class your family hasn't got a championship in yet, is what you're saying, right?
Well, we should have one by the end of 2020.
I don't know. Can you still drive? I don't know. I haven't seen you.
So.
I haven't seen you in the dirt lately.
Yeah, there's some good guys up there, though. It's going to be a good class. It's, I'm a little cocky. I like to think I'm going to win, but that's half the battle. If you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't.
Isn't that
so
the truth?
I do have a big attitude.
Yeah, you do. I'm telling you. So what kind of car are you driving? I know you told me the class. What is it based out of so people can recognize it?
It's actually a Chevy. Most of the stock cars that run on dirt are Chevys because of the rules and stuff. But it's a Monte Carlo, it'll be a 350 V8. The engine's getting built by Gary, who ran the Ed Hale machine shop forever. That's the car that I always used to race, was Ed Hale's old car.
I know.
So the engine's being built right now. The car's getting wrapped by Dane Diffie. Should have it together next week. Be a month ahead of the schedule. Work out some bugs. Should be a fun time. It was a good car, too. It was a car I bought from Greg Mann last year, who's won plenty of races in the car. But we tore it all apart. He kept the engine, put the new engine in it.
Yeah.
Should be pretty exciting.
Yeah. So I'm sure it's – and what's the color scheme so people can recognize it?
It's going to be the old Rough Riders Ford Baja theme, the blue, red, and white.
God, I'm getting
goosebumps.
So it
should look pretty cool.
I know. So I'm sure you're going to take it out to Barona and do a little testing before the racing starts?
Yeah, I think the Friday before, people can go up there and watch. It's on the schedule. It's on their website, Barona.com, but they're having a practice the Friday a week before.
Right.
And then the first race is April 4th, so we should be good to go.
Yeah, I know. So are you kind of excited to get back behind the wheel?
Super excited. It's hard to go up there and watch. I didn't mind watching when my kids were up there because that keeps it interesting. But my son did some different stuff. He wasn't up there a whole lot this year with his modified. So I'd go up to the races, and they're great races, and it's a ton of fun. But to sit there when you know you could be out there in the driver's seat, it's a little different. So I'm excited to get back there. And we saw a lot of cars with the people up there. The fans are great. The people are great. And I miss that, too, because we can go up there on Saturday, talk to a lot of people in the pits that need new trucks or different things, and they come down to El Cajon Ford the next week, and we take great care of them. We've got a Barona fleet pricing for the fans and racers that works out really well.
Oh, I didn't know that. Hey, by the way, I'm getting a Tremor here, I think, next month. Have you been in a Tremor yet, the new Ford
it's
Tremor?
The real deal. Yeah, they took that Super Duty and basically made it into a 7,000-pound rock crawler. It can still tow all the big rigs. It can still go flying through the desert. Comes on 35-inch tires, special shocks, special gearing, special differentials. It's really a cool package. And then they also have it in the new gas engine, the 7.3 gas engine.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic engine. And both of the diesel and gas are backed up by a 10-speed automatic transmission. Great for fuel economy and performance. If you haven't seen one of these new Super Duties, they're awesome.
Well, they took us out to, I think it was Arizona, and it was kind of like, you want me to climb what? You want me to go up that? Are you really? I'll tell you.
Yeah, just crawled right up it like a goat.
Oh, my. And went down the other side just as, I mean, don't touch the brake. Don't touch the gas pedal. Just hang onto the wheel. Most amazing. Yeah. And you know what? I've never been comfortable with that turning knob, you know, to back up to a trailer until I went on that event. Because I basically just decided I didn't want to do it, you know. And then I finally did it, towing a toy box.
So easy.
Oh, I wish I would have known that a long time ago. How simple was it to back up and with the camera systems on that truck and the big wide adjustable mirrors on the new? I mean, I was so impressed with that 250. I told him, I said, well, as soon as you get one in the press fleet, you let me know, because I am definitely going to take one out and go have some fun with it.
Yeah, the Super Duties, they always had great trailer sway control, but I don't know if they pointed out to you on the top of the cab, the two cameras.
Yeah.
That actually video your trailer going down the road. Before you even know you're getting it a little squirrely, these cameras recognize it,
yeah. And
it'll start controlling the brakes in your trailer to straighten things out. I mean, it's amazing the technology they got in this new truck.
Why do I think you're going to get a new tow truck for your race trailer?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go on a little open trailer with a little truck.
Really?
We do have a big trailer that I tow, but it's just so big that's when we were hauling two cars around when both kids were racing. I'm going to do it old school this year, a little open trailer, and go up there and have some fun. It's such a blast up there for you people that are listening that have never been there. It is so much fun. It's family fun. And you know, if you've got kids and you're worried about off-road racing as far as like four-wheelers and motorcycles and different things, they have stuff for kids, little quarter dwarf cars, quarter midgets, pretty safe way to go, have some fun, really competitive, builds good little men and women. Some of the little girls out there are the best drivers over these little boys. But, you know, we started my kids out there when they're 6, 7, 8 years old, and it's just been a great place to raise kids.
Well, I get these little kids in for radio every once in a while, which sometimes I wonder why I'm doing this, because if you ever try to talk to a 9-year-old. But every kid that races at Barona, or almost any track, really, when you ask them what their grade point average is, 99.9% are straight-A students. And people ask me, well, why is that? I says, because they're motivated. You know, they want to stay in the race car. And if their grades aren't up, or the room is not clean, or the chores aren't done, guess what? They don't get to go racing. And it's a real strong motivator. But I think the best thing that Barona offers to the young drivers is another family. You know, if you go up there, you don't know anything at all about racing in the dirt. Barona Speedway, the whole family will walk you through it, make sure you're doing the right thing. And if you break a part, there's a good chance someone's going to find that part in their toolbox and loan it to you so you can go out there and be competitive. And I like the fact that it teaches kids to win and lose, because you have to feel losing. I mean, it's not something you should hide from a child. They've got to experience, you know, the defeat of losing so they can be a better and stronger person, whether it be a boy or a girl.
For sure. You got to be competitive. There's, you know, it creates very competitive kids, and it's a lot of fun. Like you say, it is a family atmosphere, and everybody does everything to help. If you came up there and wanted to come into the pits, you got to pay a little extra to get in the pits, but walk around with your kids or come in there after the races where you don't have to pay extra and talk to the kids that are driving these cars. And it's just, to me, it's really safe. It's really fun. And it's really good way to raise your kids.
And I tell people, be careful when you go in the pits of Barona, because if you get too close to any of those race cars, you could end up with a rag or a wrench.
Yep, put you to work.
Next thing you know, you're on a race team. And the military, they do so much for the military. And I know we got a lot of military folks that are stationed here in San Diego that are coming either from the Midwest or the North that have got more racetracks than we've got. And we're starting to see a larger contingent of military personnel running out there.
Yeah, it's really cool. You talk to these guys that do get to go to races 2-3 times a week, and because that's the way they do it in Virginia and different places where they come from, and they're used to going to the racetrack. So they show up at Barona, and you wonder what they think about our track. And we usually talk to them at the end of the night, and they're like, "Man, that's some competitive racing. It's just as good as what we have back south. It's the real deal up there." So
I know, and I'm really thrilled that the Salazars are partnering with Coco Pa and Paris Auto Speedway with different classes of cars to make sure nobody overlaps. And I think they're even talking about putting together some type of a series between the three tracks, which I think is huge, because that's good for all of them. Have you been out to Coco Pa yet?
Oh, yeah. We've done a lot of racing down at Coco Pa. They do a good show down there, and good people. Great track. The casino there supports it, which is nice. But no, that's a really fun, fast racetrack to go to.
What is that, a couple hours from San Diego?
Yeah, 3 hours to get you there, taking it easy. You know, and it's a good show, good facility. It's a half mile track, a little bigger than Brona, but they do a good job. But you don't even have to go that far. Just go up Wildcat Canyon, pass Brona, and you're going to see a great show. I can't wait for opening day.
Well,
everybody's cars look all new and shiny and ready to go, and everybody gets all mad because the first time you go into the corner, they don't look new and shiny anymore.
I know. I got. Well, maybe
part of the fun.
Think you'll have. Oh, you might have your car done in time. I'd like to get some cars down to KUSI to promote prior to the opening night. That'd be a good opportunity for me to get you up early in the morning.
Yeah, for sure. We'll bring it down there, help promote the track. We'll do anything we can to get new fans up at the track. I think they're going to start me in the back of the track this time because I haven't raced this class before, so I'm going to be a rookie. So I'll get battle my way up from the back. So we'll see what my car looks like by the end of the first night.
Oh, break your heart starting in the rear.
Yep.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, just make it fun.
Hey, we got to put that yellow stripe on your back bumper. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And by the way, folks, if you've not been to Brona Speedway, I know Paul and I are kind of ranting and raving about it. Parking is free. I think it's $12 to get in, and then I don't know how many
kids get discounted prices. Little kids get in for free.
Yeah, military gets in
with the bring your own food if you want to sit on the hill. They got a great snack bar though if you want to get some really good food.
Yeah.
But it's probably one of the cheapest ways you can take your family out. You can't go to a movie. Ugh. You spend half the price going to Brona as you would going to take your family to a movie. So. It's a lot of fun, and they got the new class. If you want to get into racing and you don't know about a whole lot about it, this little four-cylinder class that they're building.
Oh, the Hornet?
You could probably build a race car for $3,000 and race it all season for another $1,000.
Yeah.
That's about the cheapest way you can go racing. It's going to be fun. Hopefully, we get a good car count. I was going to go that route. That was what I was thinking I was going to do, and then the last minute, I got the itch to do a V8, and so... but that was my plan, and then that got the itch going, and now I'm street stocking it.
Yeah, and who knows what you're going to do next year. But I like to now see if I'm right on the target. I tell people it's like going to dirt races back in the 50s because of the family and the camaraderie, and everybody gets – I mean, it's just – doesn't it kind of remind you of racing back in the day?
Yeah, Cajon in the 80s.
Yeah.
I grew up back in Missouri watching the Rusty Wallace and them race back in Missouri. And, it's the same. It's good people having good fun. And, people get a little excited for their different drivers and stuff. And when they bump into each other, they get a little excited. But,
that's good.
Overall, it's a ton of fun.
What's your number?
I mean, number eight that I had from Ed Hale's car. Going to carry that into this year.
Oh, you're going to do good. I can't wait to see you. All right, buddy. Hey, well, folks, if you're looking for a new or used Ford, trust me, El Cajon Ford will definitely treat you like family, as Tony Gwynn always said. Buddy, sounds like you're feeling better than the last time I talked to you. Glad you're on the mend's, and we can't wait to get you to KUSI with that new hot rod.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dave.
All right, buddy. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We come back a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio. FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. This segment brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Go to parisautospeedway.com, parisautospeedway.com. 18700 Lake Paris Road in lovely Paris, California. Paris Auto Speedway is one fast half-mile dirt/clay track that is unbelievable. You'll see some of the wildest and fastest racing on the West Coast if you run up to Paris Auto Speedway. And one of the drivers that races up there has done quite well, Kyle Cox. How you doing, Kyle?
I'm doing good, Dave. How are you?
You getting ready for the season?
I am.
You're probably so ready you can't even hardly see straight.
Ever since practicing for the 300, I've been wanting to get back into the car, so I'm really excited to go and play again in my Camaro again.
Yeah, so you're a third generation racer, huh?
Yeah, that's correct.
Wow, so what was it, your grandfather and your dad?
Yeah, my grandfather and then my uncle and my dad. Oh. I know... even before I was born, my dad and my uncles, they were all helping my grandpa out at Ascot doing the figure eights and stuff. And I just recently seen a video of the old man driving a car like a maniac. I'm like, that looks like fun. So I'm glad that I get to do what he was doing back in the day, because it's a lot different, but it's a lot of fun. So it's definitely in the family blood. So,
well, it's faster and safer.
Yes, definitely safer. It's, as long as you have the right equipment and you build your car the right way, then your confidence level, it's up there.
Yeah. Well, who's that gentleman? I can't think of his name. He's an older guy. He's like in his 70s or 80s.
J.D. Wilson.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see his tank that he drives?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's he's 81, I believe. Yeah. And his car is set up to, you know, kick butt.
Yeah.
But that's what we try to do as well. But, yeah, his car's got a pretty decent setup. There's been a couple times I try to get him out of the way, and it's kind of hard because it's set up almost like an anti-hit. But you think it's weird, but it's awesome.
And it's funny, too, because I asked him, I said, so, because I seen pictures of it, and I said, okay, because I'm pretty good with cars. I go, what was it? And I think it was a Nova. Chevy Nova is what it started out as.
That's what I've heard as well, which, hey, I got a Camaro, and there's guys with Novas out there that do pretty well. So.
Yeah, but you'd never know it was a Nova. This thing's got enough armor plating on it. It looks like a Batmobile, but hey, he's 81 years old, you know, and he seems to, you know, he's got it figured out. I have to say, I mean, he's definitely got it figured out, because he does well up there.
He does do well. He's a very good driver, cautious driver. He does really well out there. Yeah. So I try to copy him. I always say drive slower, kind of like your grandpa, if you know, whatever. That way you can make it through the race and survive.
Yeah, you drive a purple Camaro. Okay, you are trying to stand out, huh?
Well, I had a blue Ford Ranger. It was like Smurf blue. And then my daughter was about a year and a half old. And when we got the Camaro, I put out the Smurf blue and this purple in front of her. And she grabbed the purple can. And I looked at my wife and I'm like, well, it's going to be purple. Here we go.
That's funny. So by day, you drive a beer truck? Well, there's good training.
That's correct. I drive for Harbor Distributing out in Huntington Beach. I deliver beer for a living. I get to stack it, wheel it inside, all that good stuff. So I deliver the goodness to everybody who drinks the beer. You're welcome.
There you go. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So, yeah, being in a big rig's fun. There's times I do sit in my seat going, I do demo cross. Why am I driving this truck? Because these people are driving me crazy right now, but I can't move them.
Yeah, but you sure would like to, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's not a minute my dad be like, you'd be so far gone right now.
Yeah, you're just like I am, boy. I tell you, I would love. Yeah, but I have to bite my lip and just say no, 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 no.
Most definitely. The only thing I can think of, March 7 can come fast enough, so it's gonna be fun.
So, I talked to all the kids. Well, first off, how long have you been driving? Since you're a third generation, I would imagine 7, 8 years old.
Well, I did BMX racing for a very long time when I was a kid. I didn't get into doing maybe go-karts like at K1 speed until I was about 18, 19.
Oh.
And then we started going out to the track maybe 6 years ago. My dad started hanging out with my uncle in the pits and stuff, and I went out with my family, and I was like, dude, that looks like a lot of fun. So this is my 5th year doing this. Wow. So it'll be my 3rd year in the Camaro.
Okay. So how'd last season end up for you?
Last season was good. It was fun. I got the Ironman Championship again, and then got the Democross. Jesse Gordon ended up getting the figure eight, and then took the trailer race. The trailer race was a good fun fight. It was very interesting.
So, did you think about maybe doing those? What's that silly thing where they're bolting one car on top of another?
The double deckers?
Yeah.
I would like to. I mean, if they have a spare car and no one's in it, I just got to talk to Coach out there and see if no one's claimed one. If no one's claimed one, I'm sure my cousin and I wouldn't mind jumping into one.
Are you going to the top or are you going to the bottom?
I'll go top.
That's what I thought. Me too.
Yeah, I'll let whoever's on the bottom, just go. I'll figure it out from the top.
Yeah, I mean, it's not rocket science. I mean, what's the worst?
You just tip over a little bit.
I was going to say, what's the worst that could happen? You lay over on your side. Big deal. Roll it back up on the wheels and let's rock and roll, friends.
Yeah, I don't think it's... I mean, I heard those hits were probably pretty hard, but Democross is pretty hard as well.
Yeah. So, when you did your first race, did you get any explanation as to what to do, what not to do, or were you just kind of on your own?
For like my very first time on the track?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I had bald tires, and my dad just survive. Just run for your life. I'm like, okay. didn't work so well.
Yeah.
And then we fixed the truck and then put Hoosiers on it, and it got a lot better.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, I got to tell you, my very first time, and this was a destruction derby. They didn't have figure eights back when I was a kid. And I went and I picked up a pristine 1953 Cadillac Sedan DeVille four-door. Not a scratch on it. All it needed was a battery. I blew the windows out with sledgehammers, chained the doors shut, and nobody said to remove the fan blade, right? So
yeah.
I'd never done this before, so I just put it in reverse and stood on it. And if you got in my way, it was ugly, and I had never had so much fun in my life. Yeah,
it's funny. We saw, I can't put the year on it, but we saw a Cadillac Coupe de Ville on the freeway today, and I'm like, that thing would be a sweet destruction car.
Well, you know, the destruction derby industry, like I support the firefighter demolition derby down at Del Mar Fairgrounds for the Burn Institute, and some guy brought in a Packard. And and they said that those cars are you can't run them at any of the demo derbies because of the strength of the frame and the way the body is put together. And that guy hit everything except the fire trucks, and there was hardly any damage to that car at all, and everybody else was mushed like you would not believe.
I'm sure if you brought that out to that of destruction, there'd be a dent or two in it. Because every time you get on that track, like my dad says, don't hit anything. I hit every single thing out there possible, and I don't even mean to, and it just happens. So.
I know. Well, you guys go so fast. I mean, it's not like you're just putzing around at 30 miles an hour. I mean, when you come to the cross, you guys are hauling freight.
Yeah, I haven't put... attack on it or anything like that, or an app on my phone. I know Jesse Gordon and a couple other guys, I think they put their phones in their pockets anywhere from like 45 to 55. Maybe that's a little too much, but it doesn't matter. You go 40, 45 in an intersection, that's 80 to 90 miles an hour of an impact. And
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I've seen videos, and my uncle's been in that kind of situation before. So I'm sure it hurts a lot. Yeah. And my dad too.
But the nice thing about, you know, racing today is you've got good safety equipment. I mean, everything in the car is designed to keep you in one piece.
Yeah, and we got 5-point harness, window nets, neck braces. Right. I know some of the guys, my dad, they got Hans devices going on,
sure,
which is a great move. Welded door plates in your door and everything. Mm-hmm. For the most part, safety is our number one thing. We don't want no one to get hurt.
Right.
So, you know, we're here to play and get a little rough and rowdy, but we don't want no one getting hurt because at the end of the day, we all want to go home and, you know, drink a beer and have a good, you know, have fun.
Yeah, exactly. And for folks, if you've never done this before and you think that's not anything you can do, it's probably, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's probably about the most least expensive form of racing you can get into, you know what I mean? And have more fun. I mean, because all you got to do is buy a car, you get to the Paris Auto Speedway website, get the rules, find out what you got to do or what you can't do, or buy somebody else's car. And I'm telling you, because you didn't spend a lot of money last season, right?
I probably broke even. In between tires and other parts and stuff. But yeah, I spent a good amount just to get this car because I wanted to go faster and put, you know, more money into the motor and whatnot. Sure. But, you know, you can find complete cars for under a grand with a roll cage in it ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, turnkey, anywhere from... depends on what it is, a mini stock or something, you know. Someone's got a roll cage in with the windows punched out for under a grand. It's not a bad idea because
Yeah, and you can have a ton of fun. So, hey, are you working on a fourth generation racer in your family?
I can see my oldest daughter doing something similar to this. She's like my biggest fan. No matter what I do or whatever, when we watch NASCAR on TV, she's like, can you do that with your purple car? I'm like, I wish, because that'd be awesome. But I would love to get her into some go-karts, but she needs to get a little bit taller.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, before I let you go, throw me out some sponsors that are on your car that help you get to the track.
Right on. I got Boondocks and Corona. They're the Irish pub off of Main Street. They're awesome people. Bearing, it's my dad's shop, grandpa's shop, my uncle, my wife, my daughters, my dad, Cox Racing, everybody that's been helping me out. Josh Foot, he's got a brand new car coming out too, so it's going to be a good season. Arizona Speedway, thank you very much for always having us and having a blast out there. I can't wait to go and have some fun this year.
So when's your first race?
March 7th. Gates open at 5 p.m. Racing starts at 7.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, wish you all the luck. I'll come up and throw some stickers at you since you're on the radio. We can at least slap them on the side of the car.
Awesome. Sounds good. I'll see you guys then. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We come back a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio. FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Folks, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio, FS 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. Looking for getting your car worked on, race car, dune buggy, off-road vehicle, 11370 North Woodside Avenue. While you're there, check out Host Specialties. They do trick plumbing under your hood. If you want to get your car in tippy-top shape, that is the way to do it. Certified Car Clinic. That's CertifiedCarCare.net. CertifiedCarCare.net. Well, I got a great interview with Christopher Bell. He didn't do all that well, unfortunately, here in the NASCAR race that's running in Las Vegas. But it's a great interview. Take a listen.
All right, folks. You know, I got to tell you, even though he is online with me, I've got one of the shining stars of NASCAR. Christopher Bell drives the number 95 NASCAR, and let me tell you what, Toyota Camry, and he's doing it for the Levine Family Racing, which is another great group to be with. How you doing, Christopher?
I'm doing wonderful, Dave. Thank you for having me on here.
Oh, my pleasure. Hey, have you died and gone to heaven getting to race for the Levine family?
I think I have. I think this is what heaven looks like.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny. I was looking through your bio. Hey, you started out on the dirt too, huh? You like that dirt racing.
Yeah, I love dirt track racing. It's what I grew up doing, and I feel like it provides really, really good assets as a driver whenever you move up to NASCAR.
Have you ever come out to Paris Auto Speedway?
I've raced there quite a bit.
Is that a crazy track? But, oh, my God, super fast. And if you can learn from that track, you can be successful anywhere.
Yep. I've been fortunate enough to win the Turkey Night Grand Prix at Paris.
I know. I was there. Yeah, no, I try to support all our local dirt tracks. Barona down here in San Diego's got a little dirt track that kind of quick. Kids love it, so... Yeah, I try to tell young kids coming up, that's kind of what I do with my show, is interview young drivers and try to get them excited about, you know, if they're going to go racing, they really need to start in the dirt, and then you be successful anywhere else. But I also noticed you do iRacing, and we had the conversation Sunday on the show. How important is iRacing? I've done a little bit of that just driving. You know, you don't get that feel like you do in the car. Do you feel that iRacing is beneficial to you, and why?
I think it's huge. I mean, from all the other sports, you can go outside and throw a football. You can go outside and shoot hoops with a basketball. But as far as automobiles and motorsports, you don't really get to go practice every day. So iRacing like you said, you don't get the feel of it, but you still get the visuals and you're still behind the wheel of a car. So it's the closest thing that we get to practice. So that's why a lot of us use it as a training tool.
Gotcha, gotcha. Now, do you have the full setup? Because I recommend if you're going to go iRacing, you have to have the chair, you have to have the pedals, you have to have the screen. I mean, you really got, if you're going to do it, you got to get into it, right?
So for me, I have a Logitech G27 steering wheel and pedal set, and I just put that right on my computer desk, and I sit in my computer chair. So that's basically my setup.
Ah, okay. So now, when you go through the NASCAR season, prior to every race, do you put a couple hours into iRacing prior to the track you're going to?
Yeah, I do. I mean, like I said, it's kind of a great training tool for us. Luckily, now I've been to the majority of the NASCAR tracks on the schedule, but
yeah.
I haven't been to Sonoma yet. So before Sonoma, I'll make sure that I get familiar with the race course and stuff like that. So it's really, really helpful for road courses, just learning the racetrack and stuff like that.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, I used to live in Northern Cal, so Sears Point Raceway is one of my favorite tracks. And wait till you get behind the wheel there, you are going to be absolutely in heaven, let me tell you.
Cool.
So I notice you also, on the side, you play a little bit of golf. Are you any good at it?
I mean, I would like to call myself a professional hobby golfer. if I get under 100, I'm doing pretty good for the day, but I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Well, it takes your mind off everything else. I tell everybody I don't play because the ball's too small. I mean, it
right.
costs me a fortune
golf ball. Yeah, I don't like
chasing
the ball around, that's for sure.
Is this something that you wanted to do ever since you were a little kid?
Well, I knew as a little kid I wanted to be a professional racer. I never knew that NASCAR, especially NASCAR Cup, was a real opportunity. So I can't say that I wanted to be a NASCAR driver from a kid, but I always knew I wanted to be a professional racer, and so I'm living my dream.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, with that being said, so did you start in dirt, or did you start like most in go-karts?
I actually started on the dirt track.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So you never got that go-kart hook, huh?
No, never ran go-karts. Never ran go-karts.
Yeah. Do you ever do it now? I mean, you know, just for getting a bunch of the guys together and go out and, you know, K1 speed and the likes, go out there and have some fun? If not, you got to.
Yeah, every now and then we do. We have a little go-kart track here in Charlotte where we're all from, and it's a lot of fun to go out there, especially in the rain.
Oh, in the rain? Man, after my own heart. Well, you just like to get close to dirt. That's what that's all about. So
absolutely.
How do you like working with Jason Ratcliffe? Boy, what a great crew chief he is.
Yeah, I'm pretty fortunate to be able to drive with someone so experienced and a veteran crew chief like Jason, and he's been nothing but great to me. So we have a head start on our communication process, and I'm really grateful to be driving for him.
So let me ask you this question. I was just on the phone with Bubba Wallace, and I asked him how much did he get into racing at a young age from the technical side of it, you know, what makes things work. And he kind of felt bad, and he admitted, he said he really didn't. And he kind of wished if he went back, he would have gotten more involved in how these cars work, suspension, and all that. Were you lucky enough to learn all of that prior to your career, or are you kind of on a learning curve as well?
Well, if you on the dirt side of things, I feel like I'm fairly switched on. On the NASCAR side, the engineers and the crew chief and the mechanics pretty much take care of it. So not very many drivers have much to do with the cars on the NASCAR side of things, but I know my way around a sprint car pretty good.
Right. Well, you know, when you're talking to Jason, and at least after your dirt experience, you can tell him what the car's doing and what, you know, what it needs to do. And then I would assume that the communication between the two of you is a little bit more involved because of your past experience. Yeah, there isn't a dirt guy or girl out there that hasn't taken the car apart, put it back together 32 times.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So now, are you just going to stay racing NASCAR Cup this season, or are you going to go play in the dirt?
You'll be able to find me. I think I'm probably going to do 15 to 20 dirt races this year.
Good man, good man. So you coming back out to Paris soon, hopefully?
No, so they moved the Turkey Night Grand Prix to Ventura, California. I'll probably be out there for that, but I don't have any more races in Paris.
Yeah, and Ventura, boy, I tell you, folks, if you've never been, that is an e-ticket ride from the grandstands. Don't you agree?
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, man. You look over, you got the racetrack in front of you, and if you look behind your back, you got the ocean. So that's kind of a there's not very many racetracks you can do that at.
That's true. All right, hey, man, I know you got tons of things to do today. This is interview day for you, I'm sure. Folks, Christopher Bell, keep an eye out on that Toyota Camry number 95. And maybe if everything goes well, I'll go after Brenner and see if we can't get you on the show a couple more times throughout the year, man.
All righty.
Easy, Bernie. All right, take care and have a good one.
All right, folks, he didn't do so well in the race today. I can tell you who the winner is, but you'd probably never speak to me again, so I'm not going to do that. But, hey, don't go anywhere. Gun Sports Radio is coming up next. We got the whole crew in the house. We got Lance Pelkey, Michael Schwartz, and Joe Germisi. And we've got 2 hours of information that you do not want to miss. We got elections right around the corner, which is going to be crazy, and you know, it's just insane out there right now. So we got all kinds of news. We've got all our great sponsors. We've got Gun Range San Diego. They're going to be calling in. And I think we've got, I could look at the sheet, but it's better if you just hang on and find out. So, hey, Lance, who you got calling in today?
We got John Correa.
Who's that?
Well, Michael, tell you.
Who's that, Michael?
John is from Active Self-Protection. He's online on YouTube. He's got a YouTube channel where he analyzes defensive gun use videos. So all these security videos where you see somebody defend themselves with a gun, and he gives you an analysis and learns some lessons from it.
Wow. All right, folks, don't touch that dial. We're going to take a quick break. Oh, then we got Joe Germisi's blog. What are
you
talking about?
We're going to talk about carrying a round in the chamber if you're a concealed carry person.
So we're going to find out if that's a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah, that's usually the big thing that everybody struggles with in the beginning.
Yeah. All right. Don't go anywhere. Gun Sports Radio right around the corner on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.